This morning we come to one of our gospel lessons, so let us hear now the word of the Lord. Luke 3:7-18. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath, produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father,' for I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire." "What should we do then?" the crowd asked. John answered, "The man with two tunics should share with him who has none, and the one who has food should do the same." Tax collectors also came to be baptized. "Teacher," they asked, "what should we do?" "Don't collect any more than you are required to," he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, "And what should we do?" He replied, "Don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay." The people were waiting expectantly, and all were wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them. This morning, in our hearing, much of that doesn't sound like good news to me. For Luke, to conclude that passage by saying that John exhorted them and preached the good news to them. It reminds me, though, that this is indeed good news. That in the midst of this passage, John comes, as we talked about last week, as one preparing the way. And we are also likewise called to prepare the way, to make space in our own hearts, in our own lives, and in the lives of those around us for Christ to come, that we might be ambassadors of this good news of Christ. John here says to those who are coming, he rightly names that they are sinners in need of being loved by God, being forgiven by God, being redeemed by God. He also uplifts their vocations. He doesn't say that they should all do the same things, but he calls them out as those who might be tax collectors or those who might be soldiers. Ask specifically, "And what should we do?" And essentially the answer of John here is that they are to recall the Ten Commandments, to live them out. This morning we are called to be reminded of the great commandments that Christ has given us, to love God with all of who we are, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we are called as people, as they were in verse 15, to be those people who are waiting expectantly. People who wonder in our hearts. We come being expectant and wondering not if John is the Christ, but knowing that Jesus is the Christ. So we come as people in between these times, between the first coming and the second coming, as we wait with great anticipation and expectation the coming of Christ again.